Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Joe Sierwinski on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with State Representative Jared Klein, a Republican, about the latest with the current legislative session. So since we last talked, which was 2 weeks ago, just about, how has the legislative session been going?
Well, not off to as fast as a start as I would like, but we're off to the start. We're moving along. First thing off the bat is getting this appropriations issue under control. You know, we've got $120 million we've got to come up with to keep our current books in balance, and that's purely because the REC, the estimating conference, was off in their estimate. And quite frankly, that's a pretty big amount of dollars to be off in what's supposed to be an accurate estimate. So I think one of the peripheral issues we identify there is that we probably ought to readjust how we come up with our estimates. Right now, it's only three people. Maybe we ought to expand that, look at some different ways so that we're basing our budgets on sound dollars. And if we have to adjust 10, 20 million, that's understandable. But this year is such a big hit. That's where our challenge is. And the challenge is in a lot of ways with the governor right now. The governor and the House are not seeing eye to eye. I think that's pretty commonly known in the public. I don't think I'm releasing any inside info that folks aren't already reading or hearing out there. I mean, the governor is very hard on what he wants, and we're sticking very hard on what we want. I mean, there's a few areas that, you know, we're very unwilling to go into and cut back, and we're talking things like public safety, community colleges. Those are areas were very important to us and not affecting those. And not that the governor wants those ones, but some of the places he would prefer to go are areas we wouldn't really like to go, and some of the areas we would like to go are places he doesn't want to go. So we all know where our lines in the sand are now, and we're going to march forward and continue getting closer to agreements, and that's the first thing out the gate as far as the budget side goes. But there's a whole lot of other things going on beyond that, that everybody's just plugging away, working with the Senate, working with the governor's office on all these other issues. Of course, like I've talked about in the past, I'm still working on the drug bills for public safety. I've got a couple other public safety bills, mental health and things like that I'm working on that's still occurring while these other things are going on. We're working on some different deals with, oh, I've got some other local issues that we're trying to address, the CSR2 formula, fixing how that happened and ensuring that those changes don't happen again in the future without a vote. Because quite frankly, I'm very, very unhappy with the fact that property taxes can be raised, sometimes tripling or more, and the legislature didn't get a vote on it because it was done through rules. I think that's a wrong way to go about it, but I couldn't address it until now. So we're getting into that. Of course, the noxious weed list needs to be updated. We've had some local incidences where we found some Palmer amaranth, known as pigweed, nipping that in the bud. So I've been working with Secretary of Agriculture on that, working on some different things with zoning, actually, and extraterritorial zoning that make sure people have some voting rights in areas that affect them. So if a city decides to extraterritorial zone the 2.5 miles out, if you live in that 2.5 miles, even if you're outside the city limits, it is my opinion that you ought to have a vote in that election. If they can zone you and control you, you ought to at least have a vote. That's known as extraterritorial zoning. Another one of those issues is like dealing with bonds and making sure that landowners have some say when it comes to bonding that they're going to be paying for, because currently you got to live there. So looking at that, I don't know how that exactly fleshes out in the end, but that's one of those we're working on. Oh, and there's a couple other not as big ones, but important ones to folks locally that we'll be working on, a honeybee exemption bill, some different things like that as far as taxes. As you can probably tell just by the listing I'm giving here and the variety, it's very, very hectic. I've been running nonstop now since I've been here, and I can just illustrate that little story that, you know, that first week is usually a lot of speeches and getting organized and setting up, and it doesn't really get real busy. But last week, the first week, on Tuesday night, I was speaking with my wife on the phone, and she said, when are you going to be home? Or I talked to her Wednesday, and she said, when are you going to be home tomorrow? I said, well, don't know, probably pretty late in the evening. I said, but tomorrow, no, I'm not going to be home tomorrow. Tomorrow's Wednesday. And she corrected me. She said, no, tomorrow's Thursday. I said, oh, okay. The days run together like I've never experienced before. but I'm happy to do it that way. It keeps you focused, keeps you working towards the goals you have for your constituents, and that's where we're at. We've got a whole lot going on and more to come.
I think you actually basically answered every one of my questions with what you said there. So I guess I just close with asking, is there anything else that you'd like to let your constituents know about?
Just say I want them to keep reaching out. Let me know when there's issues that affect them, things that I can do to help. Sometimes it's a matter of getting government out of the way. And if there's places where we're in the way, let's figure a way to get it out.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Jared Klein. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Joe Sierwinski with KCII News.